things because they wanted that attention. They tell you how ugly they were, their hair is ugly, this is ugly, and they want you to say, oh no, you're pretty, you're pretty. Faulting. I've seen women 1 week pregnant trying to act like they were 9 months pregnant to get attention. And they wonder why they don't pay attention. Come on, trying to get attention from me, ladies. You're badly faulting yourself. You're going to find I adore you. Because I hate you. Because I love you. Charity falling by itself is not puffed up. These are things that we're walking in the Lord. We should not be having a part of. We puffed up, falling by itself. It's sin. It's not a mistake. It's not a character flaw. It's not anything else but sin. Does not behave itself unseemly. What does that mean? Behavior and suffering. So, got a lot of ways to do it. It always be right. Behavior and suffering seemingly to be to see a girl hanging all over a guy. I've been in churches and watched that, and it's just unreal. That's unseemly. I've watched women browbeat their husbands in public. That's unseemly. Unseemly. It's even unseemly for them to do it at home in private because they're still seen by God. And I ask some of these women sometimes, would they talk to the Lord that way? About the time I ask myself that question, I realize, yeah, they probably would. In fact, yes, they are, because if they realize what God thought about it, they realize what they did with their husbands and do it to the Lord. And then that husband stands over you in the place of authority that God stands in. That's why the Word of God says, women, know your husband is a fool. You're trying to manipulate, control, or browbeat, downbeat, and everything else. Your husband, just remember, God takes it personally. Because when you're doing it to Him, then you come in your little hypocrisy into the church and pretend that you're a Christian. Both are it. You treat your wives as God treats the church, regardless of what they do, that's what God wants us to do. Freedom is understanding, patience. Charity! Just go down through the list and do what it says. That's what God wants you to do with your wife. And nowhere in here does it say get into evil. Nowhere does it say get into evil. I've heard more wives tell their husbands, you don't love me. Because their wife didn't get their way. The truth of the matter is, the wife that says that doesn't love her husband. And the wife or the husband that would give into something like that doesn't love her. I'm not worried about what they do out there. I don't care what they do out there. I'm not concerned with what other churches do. I'm only concerned with those who God has called me to preach to and give me word to. It's all I have time to be concerned with. And that is this. Get it right. Don't worry about what the rest of the world is saying. Let's get God's word right. Let's live it right. Let's walk it right. Let's get it right. Then we can be a light to others. Show them what it really means. It's really me. The world's crying out for some truth. The world's crying out for some help. And it's not funny. Looking at all the wrong places. Let's show them the right place. Seeketh not her own is not easily provoked, taken no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And our day preachers use this scripture verse as an excuse to do away with tongues and prophecy, apostles and prophets. But I got news for you. If they're right, then they don't have any knowledge anyway. They're stupid. Because it says, knowledge will pass away also. Jesus is that which is perfect, and when he comes and appears, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away the child's sins. Some of you missed this. Some of you seem to miss it. You don't grow up because you feel like it. If you wait to feel like it, you won't grow up. In order to grow up, you make the choice and you grow up. You put aside. You put aside childish things. Okay, that's so simple. But when I first heard that, when I first learned that, when that first hit me, it was such a revelation. I was in my 30s. Why do I feel grown up? All these years I've been waiting to feel like a man, to feel grown up. I was in my 30s. And the Lord showed me that scripture and just opened it up. I'd read it many times. I'd seen it many times. It just, boom, it was there all of a sudden. And I realized, I've been waiting for something that will never happen. It's not something that God does. It's not something that nature does. It's something that I have to do. I have to grow up by putting aside and putting away childish things. That's the secret. That's the secret. Same goes for women. Same thing goes for women. You're a child, it's all right to act like a child. But when you're an adult, put away those childish things. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide in faith, hope, charity, these three, the greatest of these is charity. The Son of God has a completeness. You're walking in the prosperity, the power, the joy of God. It's charity, it's love. To abide in and walk in the love of Jesus Christ. Love one another. He loves us. Amen. Brother Jim, would you take over? I hope so. Okay.
Well, that was a good sermon. It's been a good week. And I know I've learned a lot this week, and I hope that every one of us here has, and also hope that everyone who hears these tapes will get out of it the completeness so that they can come to that point where they can truly prosper in Jesus Christ. James, would you like to take up the option? Father, we thank you for this day and for this whole week. It's been good to learn more of what you have for us and our prosperity that you will give to us as long as we are willing to receive it from you. And Lord, we offer this offering up to you and we ask you to bless it and multiply it back to each and every one, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.